Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out.
Has banned the order number 67.
Why? Oh, because 67. Got it.
Because of the kids.
So they changed the name. So what is order number 67?
The whole 67 trend has somehow lasted the better part of the year. Parents are sick of it. Teachers are even more sick of it. Kids love it. Teenagers have been hanging out in In-N-Out in big groups waiting to hear order 67.
Oh, I see. It's not an order that you place. It's that's your order number.
Right.
So now they skip.
I've seen these videos.
Videos are going around on social media where the teens wait for 67 and then freak out.
I mean, there's like full In-N-Out Burger full of kids, and they're all just sitting there watching, waiting for the number to come up. And then,
are they spending their money? I mean, why would In-N-Out be opposed to this?
Chaos.
It is.
Everyone hates fun.
That is true. But also, they're always crowded. And so it's a pain in the ass, I guess, if all those kids
are hanging
around.
It's already crowded, and now you got a bunch of kids.
It's not creating more orders. Well, I guess it is. It might be bringing more business.
Yeah.
All the kids are coming and ordering.
And then I'm watching it and thinking, you know what sounds great right now? In-N-Out.
In-N-Out doesn't need any help selling burgers.
They do seem to be constantly in demand.
Dude, I went on our trip down south to see my mom for Thanksgiving. We hit an In-N-Out, and you just go, the lines around every In-N-Out, it's an hour stop to get a burger from that place.
They should install charging ports for their highway location.
Oh,
so people could just get in there and then get in line and wait for
of
it.
All the places to have charging ports.
Right. You're going to be there for an hour.
Our last visit, we got there. We ordered. I'm like, Edie, what do you want? Nothing. You're not hungry? I'm not. Okay. I'm sure. As soon as we get around, I should have ordered something. I'm like, how do I do this?
Well, here's how you do it. You order her something. You're all in the car. You know it's going to take an hour. She's going to be hungry by then.
But we passed the order guy.
I know. I'm saying you should have ordered it anyway.
Well, he doesn't have a time machine.
So Christina goes, I'll just run in and do an order. I go, okay. She jumps out of the car. I come around because, you know, they snake the line around. I see the guy. I go, hey, sir, could I add something to my order? He goes, sure, no problem. I go, oh. So now I'm texting Christina. We got it. Don't order anything. She goes, it's too late. I already ordered, but I ordered through him before she got back to me. Now we've got two extra burgers for Edie.
Darn.
And we had to wait. Well, I didn't want to eat it. Would you have eaten that?
I mean, I'm not going to let it go to waste.
Oh, we did. I mean, there's only so much you can put in your tummy, though, right?
Yeah.
No.
It's in and out.
It's very stretchy.
Did you guys get milkshakes?
Oh, yeah.
No. No milkshakes. No, I'm trying to cut a couple pounds.
Did you at least let the kids have milkshakes?
No.
Don't worry.
They were just at Nona's. They had plenty of desserts. Mm. But it looks like In-N-Out not only has banned 6-7, they had already banned 6-9. Because this was happening with the number 69. 69. And the kids would go crazy and...
You know what? Kids have such little stuff that they're allowed to do. Like, I hate the kill of fun from a big corporation. Didn't they just sell to private equity too? Ugh.
Did they?
No, I don't know. I just made that up.
Oh. I don't think they did. They're privately owned.
You got some responsibility here on the air.
I took it back. I took it back.
She did immediately take it back. JK.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God!
What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.